This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it is real ghost stories from real people. Open lines and your phone calls of real ghostly encounters.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us right on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or email your audio file to me, send it to tony@realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become an EPP, a supporter of our program, you can do that by going to ghostpodcast.com. You sign up right there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. For that, for only $5 a month, get access to a bonus episode every single week, our huge archive of bonus episodes, almost 300 of them now, advanced episodes of the show, our audiobook, an e-copy of our book, a whole lot of great extras there for only $5 a month to support the program and get in on being an extra podcast person of Real Ghost Stories Online. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. How are you?
I think we're having a party, according to the lady at the checkout this morning.
Yep. I bet she heard that line quite a bit over the weekend.
Are you having a party or something? And the thing is, this is airing, well, our EPPs will hear it like tomorrow.
March 2nd as we're recording this.
And that's important to note because I don't know what the world's going to be like the day this airs or where things are going to be at that moment in time.
We're at the very cusp of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And people are starting to freak out a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what happens by the time this does air. Mm-hmm. But that's where we are as of today.
Yeah. So hopefully to my future self and everybody else out there, I hope it's calmed down by then. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it is hard to know. We did a little stocking up on some stuff in case the grocery stores get scarce. Because as of right now, as of today, it's kind of an interesting documentation of this in history. Mm-hmm. Because as of today, if we're going to look back, oh, what's it like? There's been some runs on some stores on the coasts of the U.S. I just interacted with somebody on Facebook, who I'm going to be interviewing later in the week. He's out in Seattle, and whatever company he works for, they're having everybody work from home.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the rest of the country will be like soon thereafter. So we're just kind of going to play it safe. And if, you know, it starts being a run on food and stuff, we're good for a little bump.
Well, and, you know, I think the scariest part of this is, mm-hmm. I mean, yes, the virus is terrifying, but I think the scariest part is the reaction.
Yeah, it's it's essentially people will initially with anything that's unknown, you're going to get overreaction. Now, hindsight will tell us if it was over mm-hmm. or not. It's hard to know right away. But at the same point, you can sit and go, well, I'm going to let everybody else overreact, but then you go to the store to get like your allergy medicine and shit, it's already gone because somebody already got it all.
Yeah.
Food and things of that nature. So it's like, well, let's, you know, I think we did the right thing, but it was an interesting thing where we're checking out. We got a lot of canned goods and things of that nature. Are you guys having a party?
It's like, yeah, this party food.
We're serving a lot of Progresso and Allegra. It's yeah. just everybody gets a new Allegra with every bowl of soup.
Well, our school district sent out an email saying, you know, what they're going to do in the event they have to close for mm-hmm. a long period of time. And it's kind of like, oh, they're really thinking this may be yeah. a thing.
Sure.
And if the schools are closed, people are not going to want to be going out in the general public. So yeah. that's why I thought it might be good to just get some stuff so we don't have to go out in the store. I'm not yeah. as concerned about like a shortage of food, like we're going to starve. It's just a matter of staying away from germs.
Well, that's one of the best ways of keeping anything from spreading is have less people out. I mean, it certainly it hurts the economy, but it's better than it turning into much worse than it could be.
Yeah.
So that was our morning. We're having a party with Allegra and Progresso. So that's good times. Good times. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hey, if you're locked away and not going out, it's a great time to press subscribe on all of our podcasts.
We'll try and keep you entertained.
And try and get your mind off of everything. Of course, we got this one. We got this is Real Ghost Stories Online. We got the Grave Talks. We have office horror stories. In case you want to relive those days of working with other human beings at an office. Or our new show, it won't be out by the time this airs, but it'll be coming soon. The Dark Side of Wikipedia, which we're pretty excited about. And we can talk a little bit more about that one a little bit later in the show. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And I got a lot of calls that have been queued up for quite some time. So we're going to do some call shows and get some of these stories out. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hi. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm sitting outside because I'm terrified of telling the story inside. So I wanted to share a story that I had with a ghost or lower energy thing. This is actually probably about a year ago, but the story is like probably the craziest thing that I've ever experienced. So I want to first start off by saying that I practice African spirituality, which where you do ancestor veneration, which means you invite the spirits of your benevolent ancestors into your home and you ask them to guide you and protect you. And I was practicing this for a while, and then I started to develop spiritual gifts and things like that. I preface the story with that because I think this has a lot to do with why I had the experience that I did. So I was away at undergrad in New York, and my family is originally from Louisiana. And when I came back for Christmas in 2018, I was in my house that I grew up in, didn't really have a problem with anything growing up, you know, never really had the creeps. But like I said, this is something that came about when I started practicing my new religion, my new form of spirituality. So when I came back for Christmas, I had a terrible feeling every single day that I was in the house, even the first night, to a point where I would stay up all night and I wouldn't go to sleep until 7 a.m. when the sun rose, every single night, and I had all the lights on at all times. I was even scared during the day when my mother was gone at work. And I just felt a very, very hostile energy. I felt something just didn't want me there. I felt really uncomfortable. I was terrified. And I just felt just something so angry at me for being there. So one day I was walking around the house and I was particularly scared. Middle of the day, noon, sunshine, bright, you know, Louisiana weather, even in December. and I just felt really scared, more scared than usual. I felt like something was following me around the house. I felt like something was just really angry. It was getting worse. So I called my friend, my best friend at the time, and I was like, I'm so scared. Like, what are you doing? I want to leave the house. And then as I was talking to her, all of a sudden the phone cuts out completely, and it's like very, very staticky. And I hear a voice screaming. And meanwhile, we were talking normally. This has never happened, and has never happened since. So I hear a voice screaming through the phone, like a staticky voice, screaming, "Go home, go home." And immediately I hung up the phone. I was terrified because it just kept screaming the same thing, "Go home, go home." And like I said, I've never experienced something like that before. And then I hung up the phone and I called my friend back and I asked her, "Did you do that? Did you say that? Like, what, are you alone?" Like, she's like, "No, I'm alone in the house. What are you talking about?" And then I'm like, I can't even tell you what I just heard. And then I told her, and she is not even a person who believes in ghosts. She's not even a person who's that religious, but immediately she started praying because she knew I wasn't lying. Even that night, I slept with my mom in bed because I was so scared, and I am 23 years old, and I felt the presence, and I saw a dark figure in the corner of the room staring at me as I was going to sleep. Even when I was with my mom, with the cats, you know, in the bed, thought I was safe, but no, it was very, very, very angry that I was there. And I couldn't sleep with my mom, couldn't sleep by myself. She actually ended up selling the house, moving to a different part of Louisiana, so I don't have to deal with this anymore. But I do believe that with me practicing my new spirituality and things like that, and getting more in tune with my spiritual gifts, I was able to be targeted, or I was targeted.
I would agree. I think she was definitely targeted by whatever that was. Now, was that something malevolent, like evil, or was that more just like it's an asshole who was probably going to be a dick in life and is still kind of that way on the other side?
And it's hard to know when it's a dark figure that is ominous and doesn't want you there. It's mm-hmm. hard to know what exactly it is.
Yeah. It's one of those things where when you kind of open the doors for good, bad, whatever it may be, you could certainly encounter things. And I guess the lesson is be prepared for whatever may come your way. And it sounds like, you know, she did her best through it.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy story. Did you ever get any weird phone calls?
I don't think so.
Anything scary? Anything? Didn't you like have, wasn't your cell phone when we were in Wichita, it was like somebody else's number beforehand. And some people, like people were calling it trying to buy drugs in the middle of the night.
Yes, that did happen. And I didn't know what to do because they called and they left a voicemail at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Saying they wanted to buy some crystal. And I knew they were not talking about vases, you know, vases and stuff like that.
Is it a vase or a vase?
I think it's a vase.
I say vase.
They were wanting crystal meth, so.
I bet it was a rare vase dealer.
Yeah.
Or vase dealer that was really, you know, they were going through their house. They were just trying to get all the arrangements right. And they had your number and thought, she's got the crystal. We need to get that.
Well, it's like, what do? Do you call a drug dealer back and say, hey, by the way, wrong number, and make yourself a target?
Or no, because you are the dealer in their mind, because you are yours was the phone that they were calling.
Well, Or do you go to the police? I think I just deleted it and I went about life and never had that happen again.
It's one of those things where, you know, I'm very much about doing like the right thing when it doesn't like turn my life upside down or has the potential mm-hmm. to turn my life upside down for shit that I could care less about.
Yeah.
Like, obviously I don't want, you know, doing that is not a good thing. But if it's, as long as it's not like my family and stuff, I don't need to get in the inner workings or the drug dealings of a complete stranger who happened to call me, where I have to report it. And then they're going to, you know, if they do catch the people or whatever, and then it goes to court, guess who has to go testify or show? It's like, fuck it. Even it's like, I don't have time. I don't have time to go and do that sort of shit. Like a couple of years ago when I got into that car accident, somebody T-boned
you.
Yeah. Yes. From the side. And then they basically kind of, I mean, the cops are there and everything, but they just let him go. They're like, well, they don't really have insurance and it's a pretty shitty car. And we're just going to kind of assume they're, you know, deadbeats.
Mm-hmm.
And they just let them go after causing an accident. And it was multiple cars involved. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So they could never find the people again. Mm-hmm. Completely. The information that they gave, I think it turned out they gave like some relative's information. It wasn't even theirs. They didn't have ID on them. And I guess you don't get arrested for that shit. But it was 3 years later, I get a letter in the mail asking, like subpoenaing me to go to court to identify the person because they were arrested for shoplifting.
Oh.
And in all of like the list of like, you know, shit and offenses that they traced back to it was one of them was the car accident. And I called and I think we were like just moving.
Mm-hmm.
It was right at that time. And I'm like, I'm moving and I really don't give a shit anymore. It's like, clearly this is your person. I don't have time for this and I'm not coming in. So I'm going to be in a different city. I can't get out of that. Okay. Well, if we really need you, we'll let you know. It's like, fuck you. Lose my number.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. You don't want to get into the database of that sect of the population.
No, because they keep popping up.
Yeah.
You'll get called multiple times.
Mm-hmm. As fun as it would be to have answered that call and screwed with those people. But anyway. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hello, my name is Catherine. And I think you guys need to hear the story of the 90s TV static face woman. So I am a skeptic. I watch ghost videos with my husband. And we see orbs, I'm like, okay, that's an insect or a dust mote or a door will close. I'm like, okay, that's a cat. But I also understand that not everything can be explained. Some things are just supernatural or paranormal, and this story is definitely one or the other. When I was a kid, I grew up in the same house that I had lived in basically from birth up until I was 18 years old. And my mom, who is a 100% skeptic, always told me that she had a feeling, a very heavy, dominating, dark feeling, that no one in that house had ever been happy. I didn't really understand what that meant when I was 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't anybody in this house be happy? I'm happy here. But then when I was about 8 years old, I started having night terrors. And these were some pretty serious night terrors for an 8-year-old. Ones where I would wake up in the middle of the night screaming or running around the house, going up and down the stairs, turning on and off lights. I remember waking up in my cul-de-sac outside my house, not understanding how I got there. And anytime I had these night terrors, my mom would pull me aside and ask me, baby, what's wrong? Told her, Mommy, the woman with the static face is watching me. And I understand that that's a mouthful and it's not really a creative name, but do you remember when TVs had a static channel? I'm not sure if they still do or not, but my husband always called them the bug races, and it was like a white or gray screen with black speckles going across, and it always made that horrible kind of noise. This woman had a face that was that. It looked like she was wearing a mask, but you could see the bug races moving, right? You could see the TV static wasn't still, it was static, it was moving. and she would stand in my doorway and watch me. And any time that she would watch me, I would have a night terror. And I kind of just grew up thinking, oh, all right, maybe this is mental illness, or maybe my mom always had night terrors, maybe it's genetic. Something has to be going on, right? Just something has to be going on. And it started getting worse, and I started getting depression and anxiety, and I'm not proud to admit it, but I did have suicidal thoughts and tendencies. And, you know, I was 13. Everybody just told me, oh, you'll grow out of it. I didn't understand that this spirit had attached itself to me and was leeching every good thing that she could right out of me. And this went on for years. I moved in with my husband when I was 18, and I was okay for a little while, but then I started having the night terrors again. And it was always the woman with the 90 CV static phase. And one night, I have a night terror, and I wake up my husband, and I tell him, she's here, she's watching, she's in the doorway. And he looks, and he swears that he saw her. He described her perfectly, and I've never described her to him, only that she had the 90s TV static. But he said, I saw her. She was tall and skinny, and she had black hair. And I'm like, that's her. She's been watching me. She's been watching me since I was 8 years old. And we didn't know what to do. We tried cleansing, we tried crystals, we tried the whole thing. Nothing was working. She was still watching me at night. And this all culminated when I was at work one day. It all came to a head when I was at work one day. I'm a dog groomer. There's always somebody standing behind me. There's always a velocity dryer going behind me. There's always something going on behind me, right? It's a very busy store. There's a lot going on. I remember there was one day where I felt someone brush the back of their hand all the way up the back of my neck and into my hair, and I could feel it, the fingers, the knuckles, everything. And when I went back to touch my hair, I have a pixie cut, so like the hair on the back of my head is very, very short. I went to go back and touch it, and it was all moved around, and like somebody had tousled my hair. And I look, and there's no one behind me. The velocity dryer engine on, and there's no dogs, and not even the vents are on. I'm completely alone. Everyone else is up front at least 20 feet away from me. And I freak out, and I call my friend at the time, and I tell her what's going on, and she puts me in a Facebook group. And somebody in a Facebook group says, oh, yeah, no, girl, you haunted. Let me see what I can do. She comes over to my house with this giant crystal, and she tells me that she's going to trap the 90s TV static woman in the crystal. So her and my friend and my husband sit around me and the crystal, and we're trying to get the ghost off of me and into the crystal. And I'm feeling sicker and sicker and sicker, and my stomach is upset, and my head is killing me, and, like, I'm having these suicidal thoughts, like, God, just kill me now, just kill yourself. Just get it over with. This is going to suck. This is going to hurt you in the end. Just kill yourself. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, and then it stops. It just stops. No more suicidal thoughts. My stomach is better. My head stopped hurting. I can see and think clearly. And my friend's friend says, she's gone. Would you like to keep the crystal? And I'm like, hell no, I don't want to keep the crystal. Get that out of my house. I don't want her in here anymore. So she laughs, and she takes the crystal. And it's been almost a year and a half, maybe a year, and I haven't had the night terrors, and I haven't seen her, and I still have mental illness, but I'll tell you what, it's improved significantly since she left. And I don't know who she was, and I don't know what she wanted from me, but I hope she stays the hell away from me, because go get another crystal. And that's the story of the 90s TV static woman who haunted me for the majority of my 24 years on this planet. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing quite like post-ghost clarity. I see things better. I feel better. Everything's just kind of brighter, lighter, better.
Kind of amazing how dramatically things improved for her just with that one event happening that was paranormal.
Yeah.
You know,
that's one of the rare happy stories other than, you know, you hear if somebody grew up in a house and they moved away, nothing ever happened. But when you have something that follows you or is attached to you, a lot of times we don't get a happy ending like that.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Quite often it ends and not in a good way of any way, shape, or form. Thank you for sharing that. I think it's an important one because there's a lot of folks out there who are wondering the same thing. You know, is this mental illness? Is there something going on? And you know, in many cases, yes, that is playing a part in something that is going on. But it also doesn't completely dismiss if there are other things happening too.
Well, and a lot of times you do that yourself.
Yeah.
You know, when you have mental illness, you automatically assume, oh, this is just how my mind works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always that. It's not always our fault.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting to hear these stories like this. And I'm sure probably somebody's hearing it going, oh, I'm not alone feeling like that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that with us. If you have a story you want to share with us, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, let's hear yours.
Hello, you guys. I'm calling in again. I've called in like several times. I would say I've been listening for maybe a little over 6 months now. And like I said previously, in my other calls, I'm just so thankful for this podcast for the simple fact that, I don't know, I probably other people feel the same way I do, that you know, you feel like you're crazy at times. And hearing similar things from other people, it kind of makes you go, okay, maybe this is really happening. So this has totally opened my eyes to accept what's going on with me, this podcast. And it's really shined a light on, you know, energy and what we're left over and who we are as a human race and what spirits and things like that. But I wanted to real quick just give a brief, because there's some more things that have occurred in my house. I bought this house 3 years ago. It was built in 1969. I live in southeastern Pennsylvania, about 5 minutes away from the Maryland border. I originally called probably, I don't know, 5 months ago or so, maybe 6 months. I'm not sure of the timeline. I'm sorry. I called and said that I was home alone. My two daughters and my husband had been out, and I heard a bang from my room, went in. There were just certain items that were actually knocked off of my dresser, while many other items remained. And the door had been closed. I had researched to see if there was any earthquake, and there was not. And then a week after that incident happened, I was actually lying in my bed with my door closed, and my husband had been downstairs. My daughters were in bed, and I was looking at my phone with all the other lights in the room off under the covers. I'd been there for about 10 minutes and in bed, and I could hear something sliding on my dresser, and then there was a loud bang. I looked over, and one of the same items that had fallen off a week earlier had fallen off again, and the item was square. It was not round, so it felt like it rolled. Okay. In the meantime, what has occurred between those two incidents to up to now, I called originally and said, you know, should I stay to the house? What should I do here? You know, it's kind of freaky. and then things got kind of calm, and then all of a sudden, and of course the whole time, I'm going, this isn't happening. There's logical reasons. That's part of the reason why I called into you guys. I'm like, I'm missing this. You guys will come up with something like, did you check A, B, and C? You know, that kind of thing. Well, that didn't happen. And then not too long ago, what happened? Oh, I was coming home. My dog had been, because I have a dog and a cat, had been out on the line outside. My husband and my daughters, again, they ran out to go get, they went to a store, and then I ran out real quick to go to a local store, and I was carrying up all the groceries in the bags up the stairs. And I went into the kitchen and set down my bags on the table, like everybody else does, I assume. And again, I'm home alone. And I get this weird feeling, and I'm just getting ready to unpack the bags. And we have a cat, and he's just around my feet just saying hi to me because I just got home. It's a nice sunny day, and I hear a faint but very clear, what sounded like a little girl laugh, just like a hee-hee-hee, and it sounded just like my youngest daughter, who was 9. And I froze immediately, froze, and I'm standing in the middle of my kitchen. And I don't want to turn around. I don't want to look. I don't want to, you know. I didn't get an eerie feeling again, as I said with my previous calls. I never get a eerie feeling, but a definite feeling that I'm not alone. Definite feeling that there's a presence. Definite feeling like if I turn around, I'm going to see something run past or what have you. So I just take a deep breath, you know, still facing the groceries on the table. And again, your mind races like, oh, maybe they're home. Maybe I missed, you know, an entire car in a driveway. And now let me remind you, I live in the middle of the woods. I do have a few neighbors but they're not that close. So, you know, my driveway, you'd see if anybody was there. So immediately, I said out loud, because at this point, I had already called you guys, let you know what was going on. I said out loud, I feel kind of stupid admitting it, but I said, that's not normal. And just kind of stood there, and I said that out loud. And then when I said that, I don't know, me hearing myself kind of joke about it, kind of laugh about it, calmed me down. Because, you know, your senses go up, and you kind of, your heart, your adrenaline and stuff. So I always try to calm myself down to be like, all right, calm down, be logical about this so you don't, your mind doesn't make things up or see something or feel something or hear something that's really not going on. So that was that after that. And then, I don't know the time frame. I'm sorry. I'm busy like the rest of the world. So I don't keep time on these things. But not too long ago, I was, sleeping, and I don't recall if I was having a dream or what happened, but I was coming, I was kind of still in the dream, in the sleeping mode, but I was coming out of it, like waking up, and in my bedroom, you're able to see because of our outside lights, because again, I live in the forest here in the woods, and we have outside lights that stay on all night. They kind of light up our bedroom a little bit. Well, they do light up our bedroom, not a little bit, but it's like a little night light. So you, if you open your eyes, you can see everything in the room, not brightly, but, you know, like a night light kind of thing. And I was waking up, and I have this picture that's on my wall that is made, it's carved out of wood, and it's dark brown. And I'm coming out of my sleep, and I'm opening my eyes, and I see this figure directly in front of me, of a little girl. And she had shoulder-length brown hair. And she had white clothing on. I don't know if it was a dress. I don't know what it was. And it startled me to the point that out loud I did the gasp, you know, like, and then backed up actually on the bed and bumped into my husband who was still sleeping behind me. So it freaked me extremely. And then she was just standing there. I couldn't see her face. It would happen so quickly. But it was definitely a little girl. She had brown hair, that kind of thing. So I chalked that up because me not accepting what's going on, to just, coming out of a sleep. It was a dream, that kind of thing. And then, of course, I'm not telling anybody about these experiences I'm having other than when the things first fell off the dresser. I haven't told anyone in my house or anyone I know other than you guys, and of course now everybody listening. about these things that have occurred. And so I just chalked it off, like I said, to a dream. A few days later, my youngest daughter, who was 9, comes in and says, in the middle of the night, and says, can I sleep with you? Sure. Which it doesn't happen that frequently, but it does happen, so it's not something that I thought anything about. So she slept with us, and the next morning I was driving her to school. And after a little bit of conversating about stuff, I asked her, so honey, why did, you know, what happened? Was the cat bothering you? Because sometimes the cat will, you know, bother her at night, and she doesn't like it, so she comes in and closes our door and sleeps with us. And she said, no, I had a bad dream. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. What was it about? And she said, oh, it was like it was real. And I said, I'm sorry, honey, what's going on? And we were almost at her school at this point, and she says, I had a dream that I was in a dream, and there was, I woke up out of my bed, and there was a little girl standing in our hallway looking at me, and she had brown hair. I'm not kidding you guys. She said this to me. Brown hair, and she was wearing a white dress. And I said, oh, wow, that, and my heart was pounding. Now I'm driving and I'm looking at her in the rearview mirror and I'm trying to just stay calm and be like, you know, whatever. You know, I don't want her to, because I don't want to scare her. She's only 9, God bless her. And I said, really? And I said, could you see her face or anything? Like, was it somebody you knew? You know, just trying to make it light. She said, no, I could see her face. It wasn't anybody I knew. But she was smiling, Mommy, and it was just so creepy. And I'm like, okay. You know, like, all right, okie dokie. So I just left it there. I didn't say anything. And I said, the next thing I did say, I said, did you finally wake up or something of that sort? She said, yeah. And I said, did you feel okay? And she said, yeah, I felt okay. So I just left it there. I didn't do anything about it. Oh my God, it's so creepy. And then, a little while after that, I was home from work. I was sick and I had dropped her off at school. I came back home. Nobody was there. It was just me, the dog, the cat, you know, that kind of thing. And I went to bed because I was in family mode. And I was sleeping, and then I also had a dream again. And this is daylight, you know, in the middle of the day, clear as day. I hear a little voice say, Mommy, clear as day, Mommy. Woke me up. I got out of bed at that point and went, going to go take some more Advil to stay up. I don't know. Was it because I had a fever? Was I mad? I don't know.
What do you think's going on?
I think there's a little girl, ghost girl in their house. I mean, yeah. Two of them have seen it. And I don't think that she heard the voice because of her fever. I think it may have made it easier for her to hear it because she was not well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's something there.
Something is lurking around the house. Thank you for sharing those experiences with us here on the program. We do greatly appreciate it. And that is going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. An EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of the bonus materials and more. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moroka Social Casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.